Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another session of Hashtag Women in Tech, where I am joined by Kabandi Sakia, who is the co-founder of Omnify. And today we're going to talk to Sakia a little bit about, or Kabandi, about a little bit about what Omnify has been doing, what they've been up to, kind of what their customers been like, customer base has been like, and what their journey has been. So Kabandi, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. So what we wanted to kind of talk about, if you could give our viewers just a little bit of background about yourself, and then we can kind of transition into how Omnify got started.
Perfect. So as you know my name already, so I am from India, and I'm currently based out of Bangalore. It's been like last 5 years, I have been in the startup world. Before that, I was studying in England, worked there for a bit in a bank. So I had no background whatsoever in tech or startup world. So I call myself an accidental apprentice. So I just by some ways I was probably destined to be here. So in 2013 was when I started up, and this is my third startup. Of course, the first two didn't work. So luckily for us, Omnify took off, and it's been a great journey. It's been we launched Omnify in 2016, so it'll be exactly 2 years in August.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you. So I'll tell you a little bit about Omnify. So what we aim to do, in simple terms, is what we want to be the Shopify for services. So the product e-commerce, as you can see, has been quite standardized. So any entrepreneur or any person who wants to sell their stuff online, they either do it via Shopify, BigCommerce, or even the Amazons of the world, right? But when it comes to services, there's so many ways that you can sell your services. So there's not one platform. So you can see a lot of scheduling tools. But what we want to do is bring scheduling and selling into one platform, and that's what Omnify is for you.
Wow. And so you guys, like you said, you've been going on for 2 years. So is your user base, do you have like, do you serve different industries? So like coaches, or more so on the, you know, entrepreneur side, like what did your target audience look like for Omnify?
Right. So we call ourselves a horizontal product. So we work across segments. However, having said that, most of our businesses are fitness instructors, Pilates studios, yoga studios. We have a bunch of education startups as well using our platform. So a lot of consultants, online educators and stuff like that. But it's a very interesting range. So we have dog walking school as well, from daycares as well using the platform. So yeah, it's an interesting mix. So I would say, of course, the top segment still is fitness, sports, activities and all, but we have a mixed bag here as well.
Wow. And so do you find, as far as the adoption of Omnify, do you find that there's a learning curve as far as when you start onboarding the customers of Omnify, or are you guys finding that transition is relatively smooth?
That's what we are trying to do. So there are a lot of products in the market already. The learning curve is too steep. You need to train them. You need to train their staff members. So that's what we are trying to simplify it. Honestly, it doesn't take more than like a couple of days to get started. So what we do is most of the time we are seeing people are coming to our platform, paying up, start using it without even having a first point of contact. But what we try to do is to have a first call or even a first few initial chat conversations so that they could gain the maximum value out of the platform, because we have quite a lot of features there already which customers might miss. So that's what we try to do as well. But yeah, as a learning curve, it's pretty smooth. I would say it's not a lot.
Okay, that's good. That is very good. And if you don't mind talking numbers, about how many users have adopted Omnify so far?
Currently, we have around close to 5,000 businesses using our platform.
Wow, that is amazing! And so, you guys are you guys in seed round now? Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. We closed our seed round last year, but we are kind of in the middle of another fundraise.
Yes. Oh, that is amazing. Wow. So 5,000 users, what type of metrics do you track with regards to Omnify's usage?
So the basic SaaS metrics, so MRR is still what we track, so monthly recurring revenue. We track how many signups we get in a month. Not only signups, but the activation is super important. So active customers is what we track. On top of it, we take, so our business model is we take the transaction revenue as well into account. So that's another metric that we track. We keep a track. And that also tells us how a business has adopted Omnify. Are we able to help them grow as well? So that's another metric that we track.
Yeah, no, definitely. And as your retention, it seems like you guys are, as a company just and as a brand, very involved and hands-on with your customers and with your clients. Do you find that you have, I guess, relative to industry standards, a higher retention rate of those customers year after year or month after month?
I think we are at the industry standard. So we around 3%-ish is what is what our churn rate is. Small business. I think that's the industry standard as well. People close down, people like sometimes these are seasonal businesses as well. So they're like, okay, I'm doing one probably the summer camp and after that I'm closed for the winters and probably I'll come back again. So we have those businesses as well. So around close to 3% is what our churn rate is.
Wow, that's good.
But our churn MRR is less. That's around
1%. Okay. Wow. And so obviously, you know, we're in a global space as far as getting in tech. So Omnify, you serve, you know, across the globe, or do you guys focus on particular pockets of customers in terms of location?
Right. No, across the globe. So we do not have much restrictions in terms of location. Only problem could be if a particular payment gateway is not there. So that might be a little difficult. But again, we are trying to figure out that as well. So US is, again, the biggest market. 62% of our customers are from US, Australia, UK around 20%, Singapore, Indonesia. But what we are seeing in this different trend is we're getting a lot of interest from Africa as well. South Africa being very heavy on the request since last couple of months. So we are trying to figure out how we can leverage what payment gateways they use. And again, similar is in a few countries in Europe where credit card might not be the main mode of payment. So you need to know, so when we are looking at different locations, we need to know what is the main mode of payment for these business, for the customers, for the people. So we are figuring that out. Probably we will launch in Africa as well, South Africa being the main market.
Yes, that's growth. Congratulations on that as well. Wow, you guys are definitely making moves. So for the coming, I know our calendar year is coming, closing in really quickly to December. What are your goals and your outlooks for Omnify as a co-founder for the remainder of the year? And then where do you guys see yourselves positioning and transitioning to, especially since you have, it sounds like South Africa as a major, potential industry to tap up, location to tap into. So where do you see yourself for the year, and then for this ending year, and then the future coming year?
Right. So this year, we are focusing on launching Omnify 2.0 because we have a lot of customers using our product, and we are now moving towards a new more sophisticated system where we would leverage more on data because now we understand the pain points of the customer. So now we would be focusing more on helping these businesses grow. So probably you'll see a lot of growth tools in Omnify. Customer acquisition for these small businesses are still a problem. So probably we'll get into that as well. So this is what we are working heavily on the product. For good next 6-7 months, you will see a lot of changes in the product. So that's what we are working on. Next year is, again, we are doing a lot of partnerships. So we are launching, so in few months we'll make a big announcement. We are launching a partnership with few payment providers, few big e-commerce giants. So that again is a very cool market to explore because they have foot on the ground. They use this traditional system of payment. They now want to go online, work with an e-commerce provider. So a lot of these things are in the pipeline. So fingers crossed, let's see.
Wow. Oh yeah, we're gonna have to get you back in a few months just to see how much growth you guys are definitely on that upward trend. I mean, congratulations for sure. Yeah.
Thanks. Let's see.
You're welcome. Fingers crossed. You got it.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah.
So just a little bit as a woman in tech, and that's one of the things that we wanted to kind of touch on it and talk about is just that journey, right? I mean, you said yourself in the very beginning, the first two endeavors into the SaaS tech space. Didn't hit a home run. However, you know, you made it work with Omnify. What have you found in your journey as a woman in tech that you found maybe challenging or an obstacles that you've overcome in order to get to where you are now?
Right. There aren't enough women. So that's a big problem, right? So, so for me now, I'm used to being in a room full of men. So I don't feel awkward enough, but that shouldn't be the case, right? So we need enough women. So last year I was selected for Google Launchpad. So that's what, like their flagship program where with some 11, 12 odd women entrepreneurs. So that was the first time I was like, okay, so this is how it feels like. And it's so amazing because you get different perspectives. So that was when I joined, that was a challenge because I kind of struggled because there's so many men out there, and probably as women, we're sometimes not used to of being the first one to raise our hand and ask a question, right? Mm-hmm. And especially when you do not see familiar people. So that was the main challenge. But now I think, unfortunately, that this has been the norm since last 5 years. So I'm used to of it. So I think that's one thing that needs, and we need more women for sure.
Agreed. I totally agree with you on that. And that's why we're doing this. We want to highlight and showcase the women that are actually making moves and making things happen in the SaaS space. Yeah.
So yes, absolutely.
Yes. And as far as younger women or, you know, young ladies coming up, whether it's in the dev space, being a full stack developer, whether it's in the project space of IT, doing project management, I guess, what would be some advice or a piece of advice that you would give them if they're interested in or looking to get into tech as a female?
Perfect. This, I think, is the best space to be in for women. Because a lot of the times what happens is as kids, we are not aware of programming or what it means to be like a coder or a developer, right? So it's a life skill, to be very honest. It's like language, right? If you know coding or programming, you are set for life. You can build anything. So I tell this to everyone, and this is something that's very close to my heart as well. Whenever I meet young girls, I tell them that this is something you should seriously consider as a life option, as a career option, because the growth is incredible there, right? So there's no limit, literally no limit. You can build things, you can have a career there. Everyone is looking for good engineers too. The world is global now. The world is online now, right?
Absolutely.
So, and it's something I think women would excel in, because you need people who are very particular about things, good organizational skill when you're a good coder, right?
Yep.
So for women in tech, I think this is the best, probably one of the best professions. They should seriously look into it.
Yes.
And awareness is super important, I think, there.
Yeah.
We need more role models. We need more people to talk about it, so that I'm sure in next few years we'll see more women in tech.
This is so exciting. Oh my goodness. Yes, I totally agree with you. I mean, more often than not, you know, the girls, and I have kids, and one of my daughters is interested in coding, and we're like, I'm just like, go for it. And she does the Minecraft, and it's very important, I agree, to encourage our the younger, you know, the women, the girls, the young ladies, to get into, even if it's just another version of STEM, but get into STEM as a whole. Being in that tech space and knowing that you also have a place in that space, I'm totally with you. It's just something that, a message that they just need to continually hear and just progress forward. And we just continue to help support them, you know, to bring them to a point where they can say, oh yeah, you know what? I can do this too.
Right. It's most about the awareness. Like even for my parents, they never knew about this, right? Mm-hmm. So for good, 25 years, I was unaware of it. Now when I am here, I'm like, dude, I should have done it. I still try, yeah. But not getting enough time. I have Code Academy, this, that, opening. Probably that's when I probably take a sabbatical. That's what, yes, I'm going to do.
Yes. Awesome. Ramp it up and be like, I got all of this. Yeah. Oh, that is awesome. And then I guess as far as conferences or events that you attend, are there specific ones that you tend to gravitate towards, either as a woman in tech or as the co-founder of Omnify? Are there events or engagements that you tend to frequent?
Right. So in India, we have this event called SASEX. So I attended a lot of events when we're starting up. Now I have kind of cut down on them. Because what I've realized is the general events don't help me much because these are like all over the place. Mm-hmm. But this particular event called SASEX in India, and it's a very close group of events where 60 to 70 odd founders get together for a day, and then we talk about the challenges, different technology advancements that's happening this year. It was AI and ML in SaaS, where it's going, and these are very practical experiences people share. You will see the founder of Zoho or founder of Freshdesk in between you and talking to you about things, right? Mm-hmm. So these are the events I really like to attend. I was supposed to go to Saster, but that didn't happen this year, but next year for sure. Apart from that, there are a lot of meetups that I attend, but these are very focused meetups. Google, whatever Google does, we are always very amazing events. Yeah.
Wow. And as far as coming up, have you had any mentors along your route, as far as even with the events, building out Omnify, even your prior ventures? Have you had mentors or a specific mentor that helped kind of guide you as you go? And are you finding that you're growing, you know, obviously growing, but leaps and bounds?
No, not really. Like, we do not have anyone in particular, but we always, whenever we have issues, we have problems, we have challenges, we always talk to our peer group. So that has been really, really helpful. We have a great bunch of SaaS entrepreneurs as friends. We have Facebook groups, plus we have other, like in India, we just drop into each other's offices. And great thing is, everyone is so transparent. So we did an AppSumo launch a few months back, and we had, because there's so many users that we onboarded, so they were like a couple of our friends. They took one day off from their work schedule and just sat with us to help us out with tech and all. So it's so amazing. Whenever you need them, everyone is there. The peer group has helped us a lot. And whenever we have done something, a new experience, experiment has worked, so we all discuss it among ourselves and tell them, hey, you should do this, probably this will work. Yeah. And yeah, so that's kind of amazing. That's something I really cherish and value.
No, that's good. I mean, just to have that network and that community like that to support each other, that's definitely something to be, you know, obviously grateful for that you have it. That's amazing that that cohesiveness even is there, you know?
Right. So, we are all cheerleaders there.
I know, right? Yeah. All your own each other's cheerleaders. Yes, that's very cool. And then I guess just to kind of wrap just a little bit, we're going to start winding down a bit. As far as resources, I know you mentioned Facebook groups, you have some, networking close circles within India that you guys, you know, meet up together and kind of bounce ideas off of. Are there any other additional resources that you would recommend a woman in SaaS take a look at, whether it's a Facebook group, a LinkedIn, something? Do you have any other resources of that nature?
Right. So number one, which actually helped me a lot, is the Saster blogs. So there are a lot of blogs. One is Saster, other is, I forgot the name. So there's this venture capitalist group. They write 0.9 Ventures, I think. Yeah. So they write amazing articles I might be wrong with the name, but in Medium, when you search in Medium, they will see a lot of articles there. So that's a very good point to start. Next are the Facebook groups. So Facebook groups comes at a stage where you are, you just have a product and you are launching. So there are quite a few Facebook groups, one being Aaron Kroll's SaaS Growth Hacks. Then there's like Traffic and Copy. There are so many groups already out there, and they help you a lot. You'll meet so many co-founders, and genuinely people try to help you. So these are the groups that have helped us. We also I personally do a lot of online classes, online courses, Udemy being one of those primary websites. So yeah, so it's a mix of things. I read a lot. I read so an hour every day or a couple of hours every day. I find myself articles on Medium, so mostly around growth, mostly around where the business, so where the SaaS market is going or things like that. So yeah, these are very helpful to start with. I think everyone who's starting up, especially in SaaS, should have them bookmarked somewhere. So yeah.
Okay, I'll make sure to include some of those in our notes below this interview so that, you know, folks can go ahead and
read. I can share the links as well. I think I forgot the name, but there's this venture capital firm from Europe. They write like brilliant, brilliant articles. So I'll share those links so that you can probably put them in the footer.
Awesome. All right. So yes, I'm definitely going to do that. Any other parting words of wisdom or advice you'd like to leave with our viewers before we wrap?
No, I think we are good. I'm really thankful to you for having me here. You are amazing. And I'm really sorry. I think we should have scheduled it like a month before. But it's such a tight schedule with all those things going around. But yes. I'm really happy to be here.
No, I'm glad we could have you on. I definitely appreciate us being able to coordinate our schedules and have this discussion and get the message of Omnify and the journey that you've gone through as a co-founder of Omnify and what it means to be a woman in tech. So I just want to say thank you for joining us and thank you for allowing us to have a little bit of your time and a little peek inside Omnify, because it definitely sounds like there's some good things brewing here in the next few months.
Fingers crossed. And yeah, just a parting word. So we need more women, right? So yes, yeah, here's more women in SaaS, more women in tech.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Kabandi, thank you very much for joining us. And we will be following up with you here in a few months just to see how Omnify and you are doing, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.